Agenda for public hearings is conditional use number 2534, Hardscapes Jimenez LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a hardscape business with an office, showroom and storage and parking to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 3.14 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the southwest corner of the intersection of Morris Mill Road, which is Sussex County Route 297, and Zoll Road, which is Sussex County Route 48, approximately 0.6 mile east of Peterkins Road, which is Sussex County Route 371. The 911 address is not available, and also the other parcel is 25064 Morris Mill Road, Millsborough. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 20, parcels 9.01 and parcels 11.01. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the property survey submitted by the applicant. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of a deed for the property. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of a letter received from DelDOT as part of the service level evaluation response. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Eric Gorsh. I've been here for 7 years in Millsboro. I'm here on behalf of Elmer Jimenez. He's the owner of Hardscapes Jimenez. We are a outdoor living hardscape business, conducting outdoor living here in Sussex County and most of Delaware. We consist of a house that we purchased and rehabbed into a three-bedroom with a showroom and an office spot. There is parking for up to seven cars. We do have seven vehicles that will be parked there indefinite for our work trucks. We do have three machines, small cat machinery, parked there as well. We do move those periodically throughout Sussex during projects. We do have 17 employees that will be parking their personal vehicles there while they're working. Our office hours, our business hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. store of various pallets of concrete pavers, and also have about 5 tons of crushed concrete we use as a bedding for paver patios, and a bin for sand that we use as a bedding for paver patios.
Okay, all right. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Beers.
I'm going to start with a question from Mr. Whitehouse. Are the shed or the containers that are within the setback, is that an issue?
Containers can always be moved, but they are structures. So they meet the same rules as buildings. So if they're in the setback, in theory, they need a variance, which yep. I don't okay. think they have.
I just wanted that on the record. So your employees show up and park here and then get in your trucks and go to the job site.
That's correct.
Is there any cutting of pavers or anything other than loading materials and loading employees?
No, if we are cutting pavers, it's just very minor, just maybe one cut for something. But we're not cutting okay. or installing anything there other than the patios that we've already built.
When installing the pavers, do you bring back any soils that were excavated and stored on the site, or
only clean soil? A lot of the soil that we pick up from the communities have more trash in them. We get
okay.
the Georgetown.
So you store pavers and clean soil on site.
That's correct.
Is there anything else that is stored on site other than equipment that you mentioned?
River rocks and boulders, sod. Okay. That's about it.
You have those in that material in bins, though, right? Correct.
What's that?
Don't you have those items in bins?
Yeah, they're in pallets that are wrapped in wires, so they're
yeah.
in their own confined areas.
Just want to get all this on the record. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Allen?
I have no questions.
Mr. Collins?
You may have covered this. Is there any maintenance of the vehicles or anything that's
only at the dealerships, but nothing okay. that's done at the facility, at the property.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay. I just wanted to clarify the parking lot that's shown on the site plan. There's enough parking for, did you say 17 employees?
17 employees. Most of them,
it didn't seem like it was that big.
There's not 17 vehicles there. There's probably at most 9 vehicles there, but
okay.
the majority of them ride together.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions?
Just, you want to go?
Well, just maybe heard from the last one. If you could just, so we have it on the record, talk about what's around there. Is there any other businesses or what's the neighborhood like? I mean, everybody here's visited it, but we need it on the record, and including Zor Road. I know what road that is.
We're right on the corner of Zor Road and Morris Mill Road. Further down Morris Mill Road, there is another landscape company closer to Gravel Hill Road. Other than that, I have not seen any other landscape company on that road. But further down Mount Joy, you have East Coast Garden Center that way.
And there's other businesses as well, not just specifically landscaping.
Right, right.
Just to set the record straight. Okay, anything else?
Thanks.
Okay.
Just a question on my God's conditions. There's a note on the file about building without a permit. Are there any buildings and structures on the site that don't have building permits?
There's no structures on the site that has no building permits, such as, I'm sure that's 9.01, the smaller one.
Right up, thank you. Okay.
So, Mr. Roberts, I have a question for the sheds or the containers that are within the setbacks. Would that be a condition that we would make that they need to just be moved if it gets approved?
Yeah, that would be the kind of thing.
Or would have to go to planning or board of adjustment? No, just.
Yeah, I would say just make them be moved.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. All right. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2534, Hardscapes Jimenez LLC? Is there anyone here would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing on conditional use number 2534, Hardscapes Jimenez LLC. Mr. Mears, what's your preference?
Oh, I'm not used to making the motion after the hearing.
More or less.
I move that we defer for further consideration conditional use 2534, Hardscape Jimenez LLC.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2534, Hardscapes Jimenez LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.